Three Australians and a New Zealander who'd been kidnapped in southern Nigeria have been released. The men were in a group driving on the outskirts of the city of Calabar on Wednesday when they were attacked by gunmen. A fourth Australian man was able to escape, but their Nigerian driver was killed. The group worked for the Perth-based mining company McMahon Holdings. The company hasn't said if it paid a ransom. Scotland's First Minister Nicola Sturgeon has warned her country's parliament could veto Britain's exit of the European Union, saying her priority is Scotland, which voted overwhelmingly to stay in the EU. The Shadow Cabinet is also feeling the effects, with almost half of the party's front bench resigning and more walkouts expected in protest at Jeremy Corbyn's leadership. As the final week of election campaigning begins, the latest polling shows support for the coalition has jumped to a 14-week high. A news poll in today's Australian shows that on a two-party preferred basis, the coalition has edged ahead of Labor, leading 51% to 49%. The coalition's primary vote has risen by 2 points to 43%, while the opposition made no gains. 112 immigration officers have been caught in the last 12 months selling visas for sex. That's according to a senior Border Force official. An ABC 730 investigation with Fairfax Media has discovered that in the last 12 months, Border Force Chief Michael Pizzullo has referred 132 cases of suspected corruption, claiming that nothing is being done to stamp out the problem.